Lecture topic, bottling habits.
The incident has been discussed before, the lesson rather. One person wanted to teach his son an important lesson about how habits are formed. So he took him into the garden and he showed him one bottle. And inside that bottle was an orange. So now this child, this young boy, is amazed that how did this orange get into the bottle. The bottle has a narrow neck. Now this orange is inside. So this is quite a confusing thing now, that how did this orange get in? So he wanted to know how this orange got in. So he said, well, I'll show you. So then he took another bottle and he put one, that small little stem in it, into it, that was growing out of a branch with a little flower in it. And now that went into the bottle and he fixed it there. After some time, that small little fruit started growing inside the bottle. And sometime later, it now had grown more and even more. Now it grew to a point where you can't pull it out. So he told him, this is how it got in there. When it got in there, it wasn't this size. It was nothing. It was just a small flowering bud only. And when it started growing, at that time, if it pulled it out, it would have come out also. We let it grow. Now it's grown to a point where you can't take it out. So this is how habits form. It starts off like nothing, seemed like nothing. Seemed like, well, any time I'll just stop this also. When I want to stop it, I'll stop it. But when it grows and grows inside, now when the person wants to take it out also, he's stuck. Can't take it out. Now he'll need to break the bottle maybe. He might have to put something sharp inside and chop it up into pieces to take it out. So that's how difficult it becomes now to extract it. So many times things seem just like a joke, seem like there's something by the way. Somebody gets exposed to some swearing. So now he also starts using it once in a while, thinking, well, just like a joke now. So he swore at somebody too. But in time that becomes a terrible habit, now he wants to stop it, but that he's stuck inside. And then it comes out at all the wrong times also, as for him wrong times. Any time is wrong, but then he'll blurt it out in front of somebody, that he'll get disgraced about it also. Person starts a habit of something else, whatever it might be, but that habit starts off very small and he takes it as one of those things. But that once in a while becomes many times in a while, and then that becomes stuck in his system. Now he tries to take it out on his own, but he will require assistance to take it out. But now he's too embarrassed to go and get the assistance. So as a result, it gets even deeper. So this is the important point, that to start off with, we don't interfere or get involved in things that are going to become a problem for us later. Don't take it as a joke. It's not a joke. It becomes a serious problem later. Don't take it as just one of those things, just a once-off thing. This once-off thing becomes many off after it, and takes a person completely off too. So to start off with, don't even get into it. And Allah forbid, if you got stuck in some habit, then don't delay in taking the help of somebody to get it out. Because the longer a person just tries to just let it pass, that, well, this will come right. It won't come right, it'll get worse. So when a person has a problem, then he needs to get it treated. And if he delays the treatment, then sometimes that problem that could have been treated becomes cancer. Then it becomes very, very difficult. So this is the important point. To start off with, you don't even get into these things. Don't sit in such company that will get exposed to things that will become our habit. Don't listen to such talk that will start putting things in our mind and heart that will lead us to habits. The person feels now he has to be part of this company. So now since they just offered him now some one time to take one puff. So now once off, what difference is once off is going to make? One puff so that he can remain in this company. But that once off, now he's stuck for life. So we be careful about these things and don't get into these habits. And Allah forbid if we got caught up somewhere. So now we need to take the help and get it treated. Allah Ta'ala give us that.